Chef Corey Morris from Vallejo in Chicago, Illinois, and you're on the road with Dave on WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dave, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studios, high atop Chicagoland, and excited. It is that time of year again. It is the time of year for a Grand Cajon. We are lucky enough to have it here in our fair city at least one more time as the best champions from around the country converge here for the crown to be the king or queen of pork. It is going to be a great event. It's happened at City Winery on the 30th of September, and excited to have on the line with us Chef Corey Morris. You know, he has traveled the globe in experiencing all the different cuisines of so many different places: Argentina, Spain, Portugal, Italy, France. He's worked alongside some of the greats, including Iron Chef Jose Garces, and now as the chef de cuisine at Vallejo and the reigning champion of Cajon 555 here in Chicago. Corey Morris, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me, Dane. Really excited to talk about pork with you.
Yeah, well, you know, here, and you are a guy that can carry on that conversation. You have been in and around, involved, competing in Cajon, supporting the cause and extending that conversation for a long time at a bunch of different places, different kind of incarnations and places that you were elevating on the cuisine side, and having them participate and be a part of Cajon, and then excited, you know, I was pulling for you. It was obviously great, greater than the rest. And you had that opportunity to finally come out on top, and you're the champion of Cajon 555. So take a second for all those fans, all those listeners that have come to a lot of the different events and see it. What was it like to win? It's awesome.
You know, it's an incredible experience to win the event, given that I have lost it three times before. So coming out on top and really putting in a lot of work and having it pay off is just an incredible feeling.
We know that a lot of people love the event, and they, you know, go out to all the different events around the country. But I don't know that everybody understands just how much work goes into participating in Cajon. It isn't. I talked with Chef Ricardo as well. It's, you know, there's a lot of events that happen in Chicago, a lot of fundraisers where you make some bites and you support a cause and you show up at an event. But Cajon 555, Grand Cajon, certainly is totally different, right? I mean, it's a ton of work.
It's a ton of work, you know, the level of talent that you're competing against and, you know, rubbing shoulders with alone is, you know, a big task just to be able to compete at their level, as well as, you know, for me, having competed in a few different competitions, is every time you get a pick, it's different. You know, it's not going to be that same commodity pork that always has the same amount of fat and flavor. You know, I've worked with different hogs from a Mongolica to a Berkshire to an old Gloucestershire spot and a wild boar, which is what I won with this year.
Wow.
And every pig you have to treat differently just to pay respect to the animal, to maximize its flavor. So understanding the different breeds and how to maximize that is key in the competition.
I think it's one of the, either it's the goal or the side effect or one of just kind of the things that happens because of the event and so many people getting together and chefs in that conversation is heritage breed pork. People are learning what it is. And I think the goal is, and if you talk to Brady, and of course we all have, you know, the goal is to not only get America, you know, through these events to understand what it is, to want it, to want to, you know, put a little bit extra in to make sure to do it and to support farms that produce it. But also on the chef side too, I mean, it's great for you guys, right? I mean, it's a challenge, right? Because there's so many different things going on. But it's great to have people coming to the restaurant wanting it because it does, I mean, it's a superior product.
It is far superior. And, you know, you get what you pay for and everything, including food. So you're willing to pay an extra dollar or two per pound, you're going to get a phenomenal product versus something that's just so-so.
Well, I know that you're not going to tell us what you're going to do because, you know, you've got to keep, I'm sure it's in a safe somewhere close to the vest, maybe in a bunker, you know, some of the plans that you're going to spring on us for Grand Cajon. But let's talk a little bit about Vallejo, the restaurant there. It's got the, I think it's Peruvian, you know, Argentinian as far as some of the flavors, so probably some flame going on. But tell the listeners a little bit about that place and what makes it special.
Vallejo is a really special restaurant because we do focus on, you know, Latin American cuisine, specifically Argentina and Peru. For me, I think the two cuisines complement each other really well, just because, you know, in Argentina you have some really nice grilled meats and sausages and chimichurris and things like that. And that kind of counterbalances my menu with some of the lighter ceviches, tiraditos, and more, you know, bright preparations of food like that. So together they work in harmony really well. We have a retractable roof. We're on the 15th floor of the Kimpton Gray Hotel, just right downtown Chicago. So we have a glorious view of the skyline. And then we have different music interjections throughout the night, whether, you know, late night DJ will pop in or a three-piece jazz trio, just to kind of set the mood for the night.
Now, do you think, because, you know, this is a big event, that your experience being a part of the event in the past, certainly being a champion here in Chicago, and also being super close, you know, with Brady and the cause and, you know, the mission and a lot of the things that go on with Cochon, is that for those chefs that come in from out of town, first off, it's a home game for you, right? You're here in the city. You don't have to travel a ton, bring a bunch of stuff. You've got staff. You've got resources. You've got it right here. Plus your experience. How much do you think that may either help you, even if it's just maybe the pacing, or planning out, you know, the workload for an event like that?
You know, I do have the upper hand because I don't have to travel as far, for sure. And I've always been a big supporter of the cause, either competing or not competing. I wasn't able to compete last year, but I hosted one of the chefs from Seattle who I became friends with, who's coming back as a two-time champion to compete, represent his city of Seattle. But I think, you know, it all comes down to the food and the execution. We're going to be doing three dishes apiece and with a team of two other people, which is going to be really intense. So whoever comes in the most calculated and puts out the most delicious food is going to have the upper hand, because it all comes down to flavor.
Yep, it comes down to flavor. You've got the experience, and you've got the title, you've got the belt, you've got the mojo going into it, and so you know that confidence is going to be there as well. It is September 30th at City Winery here in Chicago. Grand Cochon and the 10th anniversary. I think, I'm not sure, Corey, if you've heard anything, but they're going to pull out all stops. I think there could be some special guests and some celebrity appearances, maybe a laser light show, maybe some fireworks. Who knows? It's the 10th anniversary.
They always go big. I'm sure it's going to be amazing.
All right, Corey, thanks so much. Before we let you go, give out social media. People can you know, follow you on all your adventures, kind of keep up with you as you get ready to defend your title here for Grand Cochon. Where can they find you?
They can find me at Chef Corey Morris on Twitter and Instagram. I have started putting up some of the promo stuff. We're designing some really cool Chicago-centric giveaways for the table, going after the old-style kind of logo. So hit us up, and then if you like it, stop by the table. We'll be handing out a lot of free swag.
I can't say we'll be pulling for you because I'm one of the judges, but we're pulling for you, right? Just from a hometown Chicago standpoint, we know the food is going to be great. So, Corey, thanks so much for what you're doing. Travel safe. We'll see you back here on the 30th, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Sounds great, Dane. Thanks again. It was good talking to you.